This is a Fox News alert. Two of the four Americans attacked in Mexico Friday are dead. I'm Dave Anthony.
Two others that were with him are alive.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers on the update we just got from officials in Mexico.
Mexican officials say one of the survivors was hurt and the other is unharmed. Family members of the Americans say they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck from a doctor in Matamoros. Shortly after they entered the city on Friday, they were caught in the crossfire of rival cartel groups. And video showed them being loaded into a pickup truck by gunmen.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers again. Mexico's president says there is a person in custody. Protesters who were accused terrorists are due in court today in Atlanta over Sunday's violent demonstration at a construction site for a police training complex.
We know that a nonprofit called the Atlanta Solidarity Fund is soliciting donations to help post bail for this group. It refers to them as protesters. Police, though, are calling them violent agitators. In total, almost two dozen agitators were arrested and charged with domestic terrorism.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. The economy is in focus at the Senate, where Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell just said,
"My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation is causing significant hardship. And we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal."
And Powell told senators that means the Fed could get more aggressive with more interest rate hikes. And on Wall Street, that triggered a sell-off. The Dow is down 290 points. We're learning one part of President Biden's 2024 budget plan is a tax hike to make
the Medicare trust fund solvent beyond 2050 without cutting a penny in benefits. The president explaining his plan in a New York Times op-ed where he says the budget proposes an increase to the Medicare tax rate on earned and unearned income above $400,000 to 5% from 3.8%.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Again, our top Fox News story. Two of the four Americans kidnapped Friday in an attack in Mexico have been found dead. Another is injured and the others unharmed. It's believed the group that went to Mexico for one of them to get cosmetic surgery, a tummy tuck, got caught in the crossfire of rival drug cartels. Mexico's president says one person is in custody. House Republicans want the U.S. to do more to stop Mexican drug cartels. Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox,
"I'm not talking about an invasion of Mexico, U.S. military boots on the ground. I'm talking about cyber, intelligence, drones, targeting. We begin disrupting their money, their supply chains, and targeting their leadership."
An actor who made a name for himself on TV in the 1990s now wants to be in Congress.
Ben Savage, whose claim to fame is his role on Boy Meets World, is launching his campaign to run for an open seat currently held by Adam Schiff. Schiff is running for the Senate seat being vacated by the retiring Dianne Feinstein. Savage, a Democrat, says he wants to help restore faith in government. Just last year, he ran for West Hollywood City Council and lost. Savage became a household name in the 90s for his role as Corey Matthews on Boy Meets World from 1993 to 2000. He's also the younger brother of Fred Savage from the Wonder Years. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Texas is getting ready to kill a killer.
Barring a last-minute appeal to stop his execution, 51-year-old Texas inmate Gary Green will die by lethal injection this evening. A judge sentenced Green to death for the 2009 fatal stabbing of his estranged wife, Lavetta Armstead, and the drowning of her six-year-old daughter, Jasmine Montgomery. In prior appeals, Green's attorneys claimed he was intellectually disabled and had a lifelong history of psychiatric disorders.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.